out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy freaking Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving, slinging at you live from Los Angeles, California. Beautiful, lovely Koreatown, USA here. We will be with you for the next couple of hours. If you be listening to us live, that's the case. It's a little after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little after 5 p.m. out east. If it ain't that time, you're listening to our voices in rerun. Thank you either way. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to our post-Oscar Academy Award debrief show.
Right? Yeah, the Oscars happened.
Right?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Moving on.
Won. Didn't Birdman win?
Okay.
Birdman.
I really don't know either. I think Birdman won.
Yeah. And Michael Keaton was fucking robbed. How do you like that?
I think Julianne Moore won Best
yes.
Actress.
Congratulations.
The only thing that I really knew about the Oscars was that Neil Patrick Harris ran out in tighty whities because that was over the internet. It was the main thing.
It was a funny moment. Sean Penn said something racist. I saw that.
Didn't? Yeah, I don't know what he said. Exactly what he said.
I'm personally offended.
Oh, you saw what he said?
No.
Oh,
I just assume I'm
just
offended.
Preparing your offense.
I don't know.
Something about a green card, apparently.
Yeah. Everybody's got fucking jokes.
Before presenting the Academy Award for Best Picture to Birdman director Alejandro González.
Oui.
Oh. Iñárritu. He's got three names.
Oh, shit. Look at me.
I was stopping at González.
Oh, yeah.
He continued on.
Keep going.
actor Sean Penn said, "Who gave this son of a bitch a green card?" I don't know if I have a problem with that. I mean, does he know him?
No, I don't know. Who knows?
What if he knows the guy?
Yeah. Hey, listen, but I will say, you could say anything you want up there. I mean, you know what I mean? You could say anything but that. Did you have to say that?
Yeah, I guess you
maybe don't say that.
Yeah, I think the ratings were pretty shit from what I read this morning that...
I mean, Sean Penn took away that guy's moment kind of with that stupid fucking remark.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, kind of. I know Common has an Oscar now.
Oh, really?
And as does John Legend.
Okay. Well, just...
For writing that song.
I want to say congratulations to all the rich people that gave rich people awards last night or received awards from other rich people. Congratulations to you all.
Although a lot of granny panties are being used to dab a lot of wet eyes over on the right today because they're... The best movie in the universe ever, after The Passion of the Christ,
right.
Of course. The Sniper, American Sniper, didn't win.
And the envelope does not go to American Sniper.
Yeah.
Try again next time.
So they're upset about that. They think, you know, it made so much money, though.
That's not the point of the fucking Oscars. We went over this last week, you fucking assholes.
And we've been going over this since there have been Oscars. That it ain't necessarily going to go to, and in fact, frequently it doesn't go to the biggest box office hit.
Yeah, if that's the case, then why don't we just set up a spreadsheet? Who grossed the most?
Transformers!
Yeah.
Would be Shia LaFucking-Boof would be raking in Oscars.
And Independence Day would have a statuette. How do you like that?
God. Other than that, I don't... I don't know a lot.
I'm sure
the Hollywood hick, Brent Paris, if you tune in tomorrow night live here on the network, streaming at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's more his
milieu. He doesn't like those movies either. He told me, I don't like that shit. I don't like that art shit.
Yeah, he said he wasn't really into a lot of the movies this year. I wasn't really into a lot of the movies this year either. I didn't get a chance to see
it. I like Guardians of the Guardians of the Galaxy. That was good.
That was good, but I didn't. Was that nominated for anything?
Oh, yeah. Best performance by an animated raccoon.
By a raccoon. I see.
Yeah.
Birdman,
best picture, Julianne Moore, best actress, Eddie Redmayne, best actor. Alejandro, you mentioned him already, best director.
Whose name you don't want to finish.
Gonzalez Iñárritu. Patricia Arquette, best supporting actress.
And congrats.
Oh, yeah, congratulations, Patricia.
I've got a clip of her acceptance speech.
Oh, very nice.
You know, causing a little bit of stir.
Wow.
On the right, speaking of the granny panties, there's one of the Fox ninnies, I believe it was, one of the headlines this morning. Was
fuck you, Fox. That stupid fucking asshole.
That didn't she call it outrageous or something? This that this woman had to that Patricia Arquette. Here we go. You know, here's what Patricia Arquette, when she won last night,
right?
Her Oscar. She, let's see if I can have just that one little clip play. That's the
she won for Boyhood, which was Cuba Gooding Jr. in that?
I don't know.
I just keep saying, hearing shit about him in the news. He hasn't won since Radio.
Here is Patricia Arquette, a little bit of the speech
that
caused all the stir after
God. The fuck was that?
Shitty commercial of some sort that we now sit through and talk through until we get to it. So we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, we got to wait for the whole fucking commercial to play.
But
I imagine for a hard-on pill.
Patricia.
Wonderful.
No, what is it for? I don't know what it's for yet. Ah, JCPenney. There we go.
Oh, that store still exists?
It does.
That, you know, that's a shitty store. Why would you go there and just not somewhere cheaper? It's not like everything's better at JCPenney.
Okay, it's up now. This is Patricia Arquette, who was presented her Oscar, it looks, by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Oh, was it?
It's Jared Leto.
I know. I saw a picture of him.
Yeah,
what the fuck is going on with that guy?
I'm cutting my hair and shaving. I don't want to. If that's I'm not going anywhere near the look.
With Jared Leto's
yeah,
he does that severe part in the center. He looks like he stepped out of the Rota set.
Right. Here is Patricia Arquette with her controversial speech.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you to the Academy, to my beautiful, powerful nominees, to IFC, Jonathan Sering, John Sloth, Kathleen Sutherland, Molly Madden, David DiCamillo, our whole cast and our crew, my Boyhood family, who I love and admire, our brilliant director, Richard Linklater, the impeccable Ethan Hawke.
It looks like somebody was almost getting ready to make out.
My lovelies, Eller Coltrane, Lorelei Linklater, Thomas and Paul, thank you for giving me my beautiful children. Enzo and Harlow, you're the deepest people that I know.
I mean, you know.
My friends who all work so hard to make this world a better place.
Not that there's to diminish from what she's saying here. She's thinking, but she's thanking all of her people.
To my favorite painter in the world, Eric White. For the inspiration of
at some point, she gets to the.
To my heroes, volunteers, and experts.
There's only 30 seconds left, so it's gotta be here soon.
To the developing world with givelove.org. To every woman who gave birth, to every taxpayer and citizen of this nation, we have fought for everybody else's equal rights. It's our time to have wage equality once and for all, and equal rights for women in the United States of America.
Good for her.
They cut to Meryl Streep sitting in the front row going, yes, yes, waving her finger. And sitting next to her was J-Lo also applauding. Not everybody applauding.
What? That is so fucking crazy.
I don't know. I don't get it. Well,
it's like Congress.
There's a lot of penises in there.
Yeah.
That run a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
That, you know, are probably like, they make enough.
Right.
Those fillies make enough. And it's, you know, there's a lot of lefties in Hollywood, but there's a lot of money.
Yeah, there's a lot of money, especially in that fucking room.
Right.
There's mostly money in that fucking room.
Right. And you know how just the collective anuses just slam shut if anybody starts whispering anything political.
Right. They don't
at
like
the Oscars.
It.
Oh,
which
no.
is such bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is such fucking bullshit. I won't. What was that year Michael Moore was nominated for? Was it Fahrenheit 9/11?
I remember.
And people did not clap for him. People didn't
oh,
clap.
Right.
Because he was, they considered him unpatriotic because he made a movie that spoke out maybe against the war.
That was
and
right.
And what our country was right. doing to fight terrorism. Yeah. Hollywood is such, it really is. It's a very, Hollywood's full of pussies. They're afraid of pissing off the wrong person and not making as much money as they would have. That's, it's disgusting.
But then there's this perception of these Hollywood liberals, you know.
It's not the case.
Really, I don't.
It's not the fucking case.
I mean, maybe socially, but that's just humans.
Right.
You shouldn't, you know.
And I think it's cool that Patricia.
Stay out of women's uteruses.
Right. I think it's cool that Patricia Arquette speaks out. Because that's where you're going to hear from. You're going to hear from the fucking artists and the actors. I mean, yes, she makes a shitload of money.
Right, and good for her. You know,
right.
You know her people are sitting there going, oh, God, why did
she
say that?
Yeah, don't make it harder for us to get you work because you're going to piss a bunch of people
right.
off. But good for her.
Yeah.
That takes balls, which is a shitty way to something to say.
That takes big swinging labia, but that's not attractive either.
Well,
that's
balls.
That's good.
That's better than balls. That's sexist.
It's a big, giant clit.
I guess that's better.
I don't know. Big,
maybe
you big ovaries. There you right. go. Big giant ovaries, which might be a little uncomfortable on the inside, but
I wouldn't know.
So, on Fox, they were talking about the Oscars, and this Stacey Dash is her name. Don't know, she's, you know, a fox ninny.
Stacey Dash.
Amazingly.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
I think she may be unblonde.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
Which.
Killer.
I don't know how she got on fucking Fox.
Rupert Murdoch just shot a blow dart in her neck. Hauled her
so
off stage.
Here is whoever Stacey Dash is. It says Fox News contributor. And it says, this is from Fox News, Fox and Friends. It was just introduced us, which I just skipped, was Elizabeth Hasselbeck's fucking intro.
Oh, gross. I can't stand her.
And the headline at the bottom of the screen, they're showing clips from the Oscars, and it says, lights, camera, politics.
Yeah, yeah,
Oscars
shut up.
Evoke race, wages, immigration. This is the headline on Fox and Fiends. That the evil liberals from Hollywood, don't let your kids watch. They're going to start fucking each other in the assholes, kids.
Then your kids shouldn't be fucking watching most of these movies. They're probably all rated R, these art movies.
Some immigration rules to the academy.
Tonight we honor Hollywood's best and whitest. Sorry, brightest.
Neil Patrick Harris.
That's true. It was a big old
right.
It's a bunch of white fucking rich people getting awards.
But you can't point that out.
God damn.
That's
it.
Racist, Ryan, that
so
you pointed
what?
That out.
Yeah, look at all the white people.
Joining us now with a reaction, actress and Fox News contributor Stacey Dash. So I saw you tweeting throughout the entire process
yes.
last night. What are your thoughts about that political montage with you just showed?
I was appalled. I could not believe it. I mean, first of all, Patricia Arquette needs to do her history. In 1963, Kennedy passed an equal pay law. It's still in effect. I didn't.
This. Dash.
Yeah.
The gash is so fucking. How is she outraged by someone who gets up there and says, I want equal pay? For equal work.
Because isn't Stacey saying that there is equal pay? That was taken care of in the 60s. That's what she's saying right now.
But there isn't.
Well,
if you look at what women make compared to what men make, it just ain't true. And even in Hollyweird,
yeah,
they've talked about that there was that stat that came out that actresses' salaries peak at like 31 or 32, and then their money starts going down. Nobody wants to see them anymore. Men, 50 something.
God damn!
Like men's salaries keep going up to their 50s. Right. How's that, actors.
How does that work in Podcastville, USA? Do men get paid more than women, or is it a non-issue?
I think nobody gets paid anything, so it's probably not that big of an issue in Podcastville. But although the biggest podcast right now, I think, was women, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
What was the name of that podcast? It's about a crime.
Oh, Serial.
Serial, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's produced by women, right?
Oh, okay.
Performed by women,
I have
no
fucking idea.
I believe so.
I never listened.
And then Adam Carolla, I think, is still the number one podcast.
Really?
Like podcasting. He does what we do. He does an hour a day.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, he does the Daily Show, I think, which may or not be streamed live. But I don't know. The daily one. But anyway.
Adam Carolla. I don't like his show that much, to be honest. I've tried to listen.
He's
a little jockey.
Yeah, and he's
a little bro-y for me, but that's okay.
He's a libertarian-y bro-y.
Yeah, fuck off.
Too. I mean, he's real.
I liked him on Loveline.
Doesn't like poor people and stuff like that, which is weird to me because he was poor. He was a carpenter. He worked his ass off.
It's just
weird to me.
On behalf of all of the poor people here, I'd like to apologize to you. I apologize that we're bumming you the fuck out.
How does somebody get to that point and then just be like,
well, maybe they're an asshole.
Fuck everybody else. I got mine. We don't have to help anybody.
I think
you're a taker.
Being an asshole transcends money, maybe.
Right. Well, and there's that myth that I did it all by myself.
Right.
You know, and when Obama pointed that out, remember that they screeched with that one when he was like, you didn't build that business by yourself. Society helped you. Loans helped you. Your education, the roads that go to your business. All this society helps you.
Yeah.
Helps your business.
The police force, when they aren't shooting black people or strangling them to death, they protect you.
Right. It protects
from
white
crooks
people.
And marauders.
Marauders.
Marauders. How do you say that? Who gives a fuck? Marauders.
Marauders.
Marauders! Stacey Dash.
So
suck
I
a dick.
Don't know who Stacey Gash is.
No one likes you.
But it's just ridiculous.
Well, good for Patricia Arquette. That's timely. Didn't Congress recently not agree on the Women's Equality Act or something like that?
Yeah, they.
What was it? I don't even remember.
They barely got that Lilly Ledbetter thing, I think, through. And then there was a recent. Something recently that they wanted to add and they shot it down. They're like, no way. And in the state level, in all the red states where they want to add legislation to make sure that there's equal pay for women, they're like, oh, no, you don't need that.
So maybe it was necessary, the statement Patricia Arquette made.
So how is this outrageous?
And it's nice, too. It's a sacrifice. That is her moment to receive an Oscar. And she chose to do something nice with it.
And
why can't we applaud that?
I'm still confused as to how that's the outrageous.
Yeah.
If they think it's already been legislated.
Right.
And this woman's just spewing bullshit. Whoa, what's the harm? What's the foul?
It's her time. She can say whatever the fuck she wants.
Well, right. Why would this idiot be outraged? Why is she outraged by that woman who went up there and doesn't know her history and knows that her rights are equal?
Is she outraged by Sean Penn's quasi-racist remarks?
Oh, fuck no.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I doubt that. But they like that one, I'm sure.
Yeah, they didn't have a problem. Because it's a dude.
Well, that clip that they played was from that director.
Oh, okay.
Something Gonzalez something
right.
In you something. He gave a little speech about immigration, and he's Mexican, and how the Mexicans helped build parts of this country, and
right,
and heads exploding.
And how the right is against the Dream Act.
Right.
I imagine a lot of the people in that room are against the Dream Act.
Oh, sure. They probably want to launch that guy right straight out the window.
Hell yeah.
There's, you know, where's his green card? Like Sean Penn said. I don't know. I thought Sean Penn, this is where I don't know what the outright. Isn't Sean Penn a big old liberal? Doesn't he get in trouble for saying?
He is a liberal.
Saying liberal shit?
Yeah. In fact, didn't he travel to Iraq? Wasn't he going to do something like?
Well, he's, yeah, maybe sticking his big nose a little too much in for an actor. I mean, you know.
I don't know. It doesn't.
I guess if you've got the platform,
it doesn't bother me that
not?
Much. I mean, he gives money and shit to great organizations. He just said something stupid when he had a mic. That's all. I mean, you know. Hey, listen, he was trying to be funny, and I don't really think he is particularly funny. And that's what happens. You tend to sound racist.
That's quite true.
And why is that, by the way? I see a lot of, like, I don't mean to talk about stand-up, but I do see a lot of newer comics. They will try to be funny and do their shitty set, and it always sucks, and it's always racist or sexist or homophobic. Why? Why? Because that's easy or something? You know?
I don't know. Is it...
they're dumb? Is it intelligence? I think it's easy. I think people see that as easy to be racist. They think it's easy to get a laugh out of a racist joke. Or saying something homophobic.
Depending on the audience, yeah. Or even maybe not depending on the audience.
I think they just say it and the audience usually looks at them like they're stupid.
They don't go over real well.
Right? I see more sexist jokes than anything.
Maybe people think when they're starting out, they got to be edgy. They got to be, they got to say things that offend people.
I think maybe when anybody's trying to be funny, they go for whatever's. They find accessible or easy.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, I guess that, you know, stereotypes about gay people, women, and I don't know, ethnic groups have existed for fucking ever. So you feel like everybody's on board with you or something? I don't know.
Who the fuck knows?
Why? I'm just trying to figure out why Sean Penn said that, though.
Yeah.
He's not like
well.
Naive.
That makes me think that maybe he knows the dude and was just like joking around. Like, who gave this guy a green card? Alejandro, la 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 la.
Yeah, I'm
you
sure
know what I mean.
Did.
Like,
I'm
it's
sure
his butt. You know, I don't know. I don't know the background.
I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it, but and maybe he's famous and used to talking to lots of people with a microphone in front of his face.
Right. I mean, it doesn't make it better what he said. I'm just trying to explain it. It ain't like. I don't think we're being hypocritical by trying to cover up for Sean Penn or excuse what he says. I'm just saying it's unusual.
Yeah.
Seeing that he's a big old liberal, that something like that would come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Without it being like a joke or something.
Yeah. Why did
like
he
that.
Say something like Patricia Arquette did? Why didn't he do that? I bet he wish he had.
As he prepared to announce Alejandro González, Iñárritu's Birdman as Film of the Year, Penn said right before announcing the winner, "Who gave this son of a bitch's green card?" Twitter went into a frenzy.
I mean, that's not horrible. What does that mean? Like
users denounced what the actor likely thought was a joke. Of course, he thought it was.
He's fucking around. Listen, I imagine famous people, they're used to talking to huge groups of folks, and every once in a while they forget they're not at the fucking bar. Talking to a couple of their buddies.
And it is, you know. I mean, I could see where the people are like, you know, the first thing that he points out is you don't belong here.
Yeah, you're
a Mexican.
Kind
of a joke.
That's the one thing. Instead of saying this individual
like, this guy's amazing, or look at his crazy hair, or something.
He's Mexican.
It's, yeah.
What an asshole, Sean. Come on. I wouldn't know. He was announcing, he was opening the envelope and then reading a name, correct? Is that the moment?
Yes.
So did he have a little quip prepared for each person, for each nominee? I'm wondering what else he would have said. Oh, my God. Does somebody not talk to the... I bet Sean Penn is such a big star that...
I think he's just such a big asshole
his
that
agent
can't talk to him.
Insulates him, right? So some people... probably get talked to about what they can say when they open the envelope. Just say the guy's name. Don't try to be funny. You probably can't talk to Sean Penn. Nobody at the Academy.
Oh, I think there's probably a lot of these people you can't talk to.
Yeah.
Did you hear John Travolta?
Nobody could talk to him.
Well, he had a moment with Adele Dazeem.
It was the best.
Idina Menzel. And they did a little joke thing. They were on stage last night. She called him by the wrong name. Ha, 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 ha. And,
and he went down on her husband.
You're right. And but he blamed his flusteredness.
Yes.
It last year's on two things.
Right.
One, I believe.
Yes.
One, I don't know if I buy it. One, he said that they changed, or in the teleprompter, they started putting people's names phonetically. Like, they put her name in phonetically. It didn't say Idina Menzel. It was like E-E-D-E-E-E, you know, or it was spelled out phonetically. He's like, I
that would confuse the shit out of me.
And he said he was flustered because the moment before he went out,
he got drunk.
He was starstruck.
Okay.
Because he met Goldie Hawn.
I believe with all my stupid little atheist heart that, yes, he got confused with the teleprompter. I believe that part. Goldie Hawn.
Are you believing?
Oh, my God. Are you the star from Bird on a Wire?
My God.
I just met Private Benjamin, Adele Dazeem.
Weren't you on that? Weren't you on Laughing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who's a bigger star? It's got to be John Travolta. He was Barbarino and in Greece. Goldie Hawn didn't have either of those credits.
And then it's really creepy. He's getting shit on the internet, too. Poor John Travolta.
Still over this?
First of all, an amazing wig.
What, John?
Oh, God, oh, yeah. I mean, just an amazing wig.
George Lucas made that.
But he does this creepy thing to her where he's like, he's talking to her and he's talking about how talented she is and he's like playing with her chin when he's talking to her.
He didn't.
So now there's gifs all over the internet of John Travolta like rubbing his hands on her face and on her chin and shit. It's really creepy. It's really kind of creepy, especially when you know he'd rather be rubbing, you know, the kid from Harry Potter's ball sack.
Too old. How could we? Just kidding. How?
Actually, I think John Travolta's never. All the guys that allege, that they've.
Yeah, I was kidding.
Seen Vinnie Barbarino's Barbarino.
Yeah, yeah.
Are older.
I just think
Ian McKellen.
Right, right. I think he looks so strange, though, John Travolta. I just looked at him. He looks fake. He looks like a giant plastic face with painted on hair. I mean, he looks amazing, though. I mean, the guy looks like he gets about 22 hours of sleep a day, by the way.
And the eyebrows, a hair lighter they could go. They could be just a sea hair lighter.
Does his face come out of a 3D printer every morning?
He said, the truth is I was expected backstage. It was getting very close to the time I was supposed to go on. And suddenly a page, an assistant, grabbed me and said, you're on in a minute and 15 seconds. I found out later that my real page was stuck in an elevator and the backup page was in a rush to get me. But as I ran backstage, I ran into Goldie Hawn. Now, Goldie Hawn is charismatic, beautiful, sexy, got the amazing thing, pointing to his lips.
Wow.
And I was starstruck. I'm starstruck, hugging and loving her up, forgetting that I have to go and do this bit.
This bit where I read a name off the teleprompter.
Right.
The wickedly talented.
And he said when he saw the name, when he saw the name and its phonetic spelling, he was like, I said, in my mind, I'm going, what is that name? I don't know that name.
I would have fucked that up. Are they?
I agree with him on that one.
Are they showing, because you should. You have to show them what they're actually going to see on the teleprompter before they go out and read it. You really should do that.
Can't mix things up for people.
Why would you want to surprise them? They make all...
Actors
even
are not news people. They can't perfectly read everything you put in front of them as if they've known it their whole lives.
Well,
especially, they're not good at that.
If you're like a normal human walking around with a brain and all of a sudden you're reading shit that's spelled out phonetically...
Right.
I mean, that could very well throw you.
It would throw anybody, but put it in front of them.
I know. Dale Dadzin. I think the guy was drunk and then wandered on stage. And I don't know. I think he got lost, too. I mean, if we remember how that thing went down, she's in Wicked, right? She's famous for being in Wicked, this chick Adele Dadzin or whatever. I don't even know her real name.
Idina Menzel. Yeah, she was...
She was in Wicked.
In Wicked, and then she did the big song from Frozen, right? That was the big deal.
So they gave him the stupid line, the wickedly talented, and he decided to nail it. Do you remember? He was like,
the wickedly talented, one and only Adele Dazeem.
That's pulling a Bobberino if I've ever heard it. I mean, you know, he gets lost in this wickedly. It's like, relax, John, just say the word, you're gonna ruin the joke. And now
he's welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
You can see his eyebrows at the moment he gets to the name. He's like, the wickedly talented, and his eyebrows just crinkle a little bit, and then he goes, Adele Dazeem. And then he looks down like he knows.
He knows
as the syllables are coming out of his mouth that this is a train wreck.
If you're that big, though, if you're that much of a Hollywood icon, you need a wickedly talented. Hey, what is that? I don't know what that is on the teleprompter. Somebody say it to me so I can say it correctly. That would piss me off. Do you think he... that moment is so fascinating. I love it.
The thing that
I met Goldie Hawn and I just didn't know what
I was so flummoxed.
He's John Travolta. He's
John fucking Travolta.
He's never met Goldie Hawn at a picnic or a covered dish social.
Right. Covered dish social.
Yeah. Fuck you, heathen. You gone to church more. You know about
never
that, boy.
Met her down at the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Bang, 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 bang.
Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu.
Oui, oui.
Said this is his horribly offensive thing to the right that he said. I want to dedicate this award for my fellow Mexicans. Right there.
Oh, shit.
Ah!
Fuck you.
The ones who live in Mexico. I pray that we can find and build the government that we deserve. Well, that's good. They got a shithole going on down there.
What's wrong with any of that?
Oh, here we go. And the ones that live in this country who are part of the latest generation of immigrants in this country.
Rise up!
I just pray that they can be treated with the same dignity and respect of the ones who came before and built this incredible immigrant nation. Oh.
What's wrong with that, though?
He makes
perfect sense to me.
But he wants brown people to be treated the same as white people. That we can't abide that shit.
Especially in that room.
How dare you?
Everybody at the Oscars, when they hear that, they're like, yay! Ooh, yeah. Right. Who's going to cut my fucking lawn, asshole?
So on the right, this is, you know, it's politicized. They're so political that... That woman gets up there and pretends that women aren't making the same amount. That Boehner jumps up there and he... I'm sure there were tweets.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's articles out there of people that were tweeting. I thought this was the American Oscars. How come Mexican won it?
It's the white Oscars. It's the white Oscars. Run your eyeballs over the winners. I'm looking at it right now. Most are white.
Well, that's the big deal was that most of the nominees this year were really bleachy.
Yeah.
There you go. It is kind of funny though that Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu came out with that stuff.
Yeah.
Right after Sean Penn said who gave this guy his green card. It's an interesting setup, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I think there's a non-white guy won for best costume design from the Grand Budapest Hotel. His name is Melina, or it's her, I can't tell. Melino Cananero.
One of the things is that Selma really got fucked, right?
I mean,
as far as nominations and everything, that people felt that...
I mean, you nominated Birdman with Michael Keaton running around in a bird costume. You can't nominate Selma? You telling me that's not worthy of a fucking nomination?
I mean, I can't... I didn't see either.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I'm just going by what...
I want to see Birdman, though, so fucking bad now. I wanted to see it before. I just had, you know, my schedule's just so busy. Who gives a fuck about these fucking Oscars?
Where were our screeners this year?
Yeah, SAG. I remember writing you a fucking check. But you know what? I don't remember getting my screeners in my fucking mailbox.
Yeah, we used to get that shit.
Yeah. Fuck us.
I used to get in, tons. Like, all these ridiculous, for your consideration. Yeah.
For your eyes only.
Nobody gives a shit about my consideration.
Dude, in the good old days, I used to take my SAG card to the movie.
The old days.
Seriously. I used to take my SAG card to any old movie theater and be like,
right.
Hey, listen, I'm a SAG member. I should get comped. And they would comp me. I saw Blue Crush. Right. And some movie star, who's a big ball-headed guy? Just a fucking moron. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel?
Some Vin Diesel movie. I said, because I had to vote on all these awards.
One of the Fast Furiouses, maybe?
Yeah. Blue Crush. That was a movie with all the hot chicks that surfed.
Bad.
Oh, God. I suck so bad.
Great writing.
It was I was in Chicago at the time. It was cold as fuck. I'm like, let me just sit in this movie. It's warm in there. Get a bag of popcorn. I'll get high first. Just kidding, mom and dad.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, February 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2015. Jeff Burge, please.
What's the year? What's the Chinese year? What is the year? The dog, the duck, the chicken, the hen?
They're way ahead of us. Years, though. Aren't they in the 3000s or something? Or 6000s? Or I don't know how many fucking years they...
The year of the platypus.
We just had, I think, Chinese New Year was recent.
I know. Because when I went and got Chinese food at the local... The Sea Dragon. Oh. Shout out to them.
Great.
Right.
It's really good.
I wish they would extend their daily 3 o'clock special, because by the time we get out of the show, it's too late for us to take care of it.
We don't
take advantage.
Egg drop soup.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes they hook us up, though, because they're nice ladies.
But they gave me a piece of candy because it was the Chinese New Year the other day.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey, happy
February 19th, it was this year.
The year of the rat gerbil. Didn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Looking around.
Zebra.
The goat.
Okay. The goat.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We just left the year of the horse. Oh. Now we're on the year of the goat.
Right.
Next year, monkey.
Oh, really? They got them all planned out.
2017, cock.
Oh, yes. Year of the cock.
This is year 2154. Maybe.
Oh my
I thought
God.
They were far, much farther.
I thought we'd have hovering
cars. Am I
reading
the wrong?
I thought we'd have hovering cars at this point. This is really disappointing.
Yeah, where's our...
And why do we still have zippers and denim jeans?
Where's our Back to the Future shit, man?
I remember I watched one of the Space Odyssey movies, and everybody was sitting around in a meeting, some scene in the film, and everybody had two ties on instead of one. Two neckties.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
How's that progress?
That
sucks.
The opposite. Whoever invented the fucking necktie, if there's a hell.
I'm going to guess who. White people from Europe. I don't give a shit. White religious zealots invented something that we have to,
serves no purpose whatsoever.
It does. It goes tightly around your neck.
It makes you
miserably uncomfortable.
It reminds you that
you're slowly getting strangled by life.
That you're yoked to society's bullshit.
Congratulations, stupid. Congratulations. Have a big bite of this shit sandwich. Put on a tie.
The headline on the Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal. Huffington the Post. BB's bombshell busted.
Oh, shit.
Look at them whipping out some alliteration over on the HuffPo.
My God.
BB's bombshell busted. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a photograph of BB Netanyahu with a picture. It looks like he was talking to the United Nations, and I think it's where he's saying that Iran is like 90% away from the big bomb.
They're 90% there.
Well, I think according to him, Israel's the headline goes to leaked documents reportedly reveal Mossad less worried about Iran's nuke problem than Netanyahu is.
Wow.
So they're scary CIA/military police or whatever the Mossad is. That's their like CIA, FBI or whatever, right?
They're like ninjas.
Their spy agency. In 2012, they had a less alarmist view of Iran's nuclear program than the assessment delivered by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the United Nations just a few weeks earlier, according to a purported secret cable that has been published today.
Right.
In a landmark speech to the United Nations in September of that year, Netanyahu brandished a cartoon drawing of a bomb and said Iran was moving ahead with plans that would allow it to potentially build a nuclear bomb within a year or so.
Nuclear.
He had a line on it that said 90%.
Oh, like, wow.
They are 90% close to getting the bomb.
That's like when you're at some organization and they're having a fundraising to put like Central Air in there.
Right. We're $50,000 away. They have that thermometer kind of thing.
So we've only got 10% more left in the journey to Iran blowing up the earth.
Well, it sounds like that might have been some bullshit because it sounds like his own spy agency didn't feel that it was that bad. So he went to the United Nations screaming, it's horrible, it's horrible. You know, kind of like Colin Powell did.
Right.
In 2009.
He's
two,
pulling a,
two or three.
He's pulling a Colin Powell.
Yeah. You know, Bibi Netanyahu just wants to, they just want to level Iran. They just can't wait.
Why?
To.
Just because.
Yeah.
Because that would keep him in power. That would satisfy his fucking base of voters or some shit.
Iran hates them, won't recognize them, believes that they should die as a state. But there's also that little Palestinian thing. That's why Iran hates them.
Yeah.
One of the reasons Iran hates them. Is because of what they're doing to the Palestinians.
What the fuck, man?
It's we not need those... black and white. Again, right. It's not black and white. According to the morons that post, some of the morons that post on our page, everything's black and white.
As Jimmy Carter would say, it's complicated.
Complicated.
I don't know if he ever said that about the Middle East.
Meanwhile, Jimmy Carter, last week I saw something he said where he's like, you know, right now, my main project that I'm working on is...
Equal treatment
of women.
Wow.
Women's rights.
He's not painting his toes.
That's exactly what I'm... I mean, he's 90.
90. He's going to do more good. Imagine that.
And his main goal is to travel the world and try to get women equal rights right
was
now.
Was he pissed off about what Patricia Arquette said?
I'm sure he's pissed off.
What did she say? What did that Megan Dash say? I'm appalled. I'm horrified that someone would say that women should be paid equal to males. Got the how offensive. What about Sean Penn's racist joke? No, it's all right.
I'm sure they didn't.
Nah, no biggie.
They'll have a story about how the libtards on the left are all upset about Sean Penn's little joke. You can't even make a joke anymore.
But then 10 seconds later, that dude comes on, the Mexican guy comes on, and he says, hey, I hope my brothers that live here in America get treated equally. Fuck him!
No.
I don't understand. Hey, right-wing America, you fucking racist assholes, sexist, suck a dick.
You're throwing yourselves
nobody likes
in front
you.
Of buses of immigrant children and screaming, get out of my country.
That's the good thing about like old white people with shitty politics. They are slowly dying out.
Yes.
But, you know, they'll be replaced by their sons.
Who have less, but, yeah. I mean, I think the social issues, you know, we're making strides are, but goddamn, man, these libertarians who are just trying to get the money right back up to the Koch brothers.
Yeah.
And just try to fuck the middle class. I just don't understand this. There's one guy posted on the page about, we're overtaxed. And I agree with him. The middle class and the poor are overtaxed. They keep on adding these. They want to add things like these usage taxes, which, like if you add a sales tax, that hurts the poor.
That doesn't
hurt some
money.
Rich motherfucker to pay 2 more cents on a dollar for something. Doesn't hurt them one sea hair. That kills a poor person. So when they're like, well, you should just have a flat tax across the board.
No,
it's not fair
because
the poor people aren't paying their fair share. They should pay 15% just like Mitt Romney has to. Bullshit.
Mitt Romney's taking a little bit more advantage of the system and what the country has to offer than, say, the poor people that maybe walk down the sidewalk. I guess, you know, the poor people walk down the sidewalk sometimes because they can't afford a car. You got to pay for that sidewalk, you know. That they're sleeping on. I mean, how many people have we seen just walking around this neighborhood putting up fucking tents on the sidewalk.
Oh, horrible.
To sleep in. I remember two.
The one yesterday we saw across the street from a church.
Yeah, where they get all those tax breaks, and at night, what happens in that church? Right. Nothing.
There's a perfectly good school building attached to that church.
Yeah.
Open up a couple of those rooms, motherfucker, let those poor people sleep in there. But no.
Why don't you let... That is weird. Why aren't homeless are not allowed to sleep in the churches at night?
These assholes say the churches should fill that void, not the government. We walked by a church whose doors were slammed shut tight.
Yeah.
To the homeless people that are fucking camped across the street in goddamn tents. So the church ain't gonna step up, and the church shouldn't have to step up. We as a society should step up.
But then the churches should step up because they're getting those tax breaks. Because they aren't just like, they are us. Their money's in them. So fuck them. Make them step up. Put beds in there at night.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah, huge buildings too. Right.
I guess we're finally getting that.
And then also, I guess we need to wipe Iran off the map, too, right? Is that what I'm learning?
Oh, yeah, Lindsey Graham's
Jesus Christ, itching.
His little jockstrap is ready to be donned for him to head over to, well, I mean, he'll be sitting here, of course. He's not going to go over where there's any combat.
Please. Or anyone he's related to.
Or his kids.
No, fuck no.
Oh, he doesn't have kids, does he?
Well, that's weird.
Lindsey Graham.
I can't come to the phone right now. I'm busy blowing up some other fucking country.
Right. Although Lindsey Graham did sashay away from Rudy Giuliani's comments. That Lindsey Graham's quote is saying, I have no doubt that the president loves this country, and I have no doubt that he is a patriot. But he is an ineffective leader, and his policies are hurting this nation.
It's funny.
Which is what a normal asshole should say. That's a more political.
Was that Lindsey Graham or Deborah Burke?
I don't know who Deborah Burke is.
Designing Women.
Oh, I didn't watch that show.
That's a great show.
I only seen a couple episodes of that. I heard it was great. I never really got into that one.
Hilarious.
Maybe I should put it on the Netflix.
Annie Potts.
So that's the headline over there. Let's head over to the Drudge Report.
Hey.
Let's see what the drudgies are up in arms about. You know it ain't going to be about Israel, about Bibi being wrong, because they love them some Bibi.
I'm going with Mexicans. I always go with Mexicans. Immigration.
Yeah, it's either Mexicans, blacks, or
probably Hollywood.
Or
the Hollywood elite. The Hollywood elite.
You think so?
Yeah.
The political Oscars, maybe?
Yes.
Here we go, the Drudge Report. According to the Matt Drudgies out there. Oh, nope. Net neutrality, maybe. Future of the entire internet at stake. You know, the right now has decided they don't like net neutrality.
Why?
Because Obama likes it.
God damn it.
And because big business doesn't want it. Because Comcast doesn't want it.
Of course not.
Because AT&T don't want it. And they're telling their minions on the right, it's evil. It's more government regulation. It's that FCC government sticking their nose in where free market, where it don't belong.
Oh, God.
That's the spin they're putting on it.
Because Comcast wants to have you pay for more bandwidth, right?
Well, they would say they won't do that, Ryan, of course.
Okay.
They're not going to slow any down. They're just going to allow faster for some people.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Which...
it's so frustrating.
Figure out how that's not a fast lane and a slow lane.
It's like, I'm buying your service. Can't you just give me good service instead of shitty service? Oh, you can have turbo. Oh, that pisses me off. So supposedly, the service we have is turbo.
And there's also the public service aspect of it. I mean, the main way people are getting their information these days, including television,
is through the internet.
Is through the internet. And everything. So this is what we're worried about, is that Comcast is going to say Time Warner. It's people on their end. So somebody at their house wants to get on crabdiving.com. They've got Comcast. We said something shitty about Comcast.
No, they throttle
Comcast us. Decides, well, you know, they don't need to be on the faster lane.
Put them on the...
So suddenly it takes 18 minutes for a crab diving page to load.
Yeah.
And they kill the descent.
God damn it.
That's what we're worried about. If you turn over the corporations.
Drudge will load real fast.
So...
Breitbart will load real fast.
The FCC commissioners, the Republicans on the FCC commission, are asking for a delay in the net neutrality vote. One of these guys was at a, his name is Ajit Pai.
Yes, his Mr. Pai.
Republican, goose-stepping fuckwad on the FCC.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Who wants, he was on some show talking or whatever, and he's one of the ones who's like, it's going to kill. You're going to, it's big government, big government. We were worried about Wheeler. When it's this Ajit Pai guy who's really the cancer that's on the FCC.
Ajit Pai. God, John Travolta would butcher the fuck out of that name.
So the the Republicans, Ajit Pai and Michael O'Reilly, issued a statement saying, we respectfully request the FCC leadership immediately release the 332-page internet regulation plan publicly and allow the American people a reasonable period of not less than 30 days to carefully study it.
God, how long is it?
So they're trying to find they're trying to pull it down 332 pages.
Oh, okay. We got to read that in a month. I think I could do that.
They want to shred it.
Oh yeah.
And they think they're worried that it's gonna pass 3-2 because right now there seem to be more people in favor of it on the board. So the two hardcore Republicans are saying we're calling for a delay.
we want to learn about it a little more.
And they're saying the future of they're the ones saying the future of the entire internet is at stake. It's imperative that the FCC get this right. They're just not getting their way. So they're like, well, we're going to delay it for 30 days so that we can try to figure out a way to shit on it for 30 more days.
I'm
going to
take my toys and go home.
Right.
If you don't want to do it my way.
We don't like it, so we're going to make you wait.
Yeah.
Which I don't think they can.
I'm going to shut down the government.
They're respectfully requesting. They don't have to. Wheeler doesn't have to acquiesce to their request.
Really?
That's two of them out of five. So he could say, fuck you, we're voting.
Yeah, too
Thursday.
Bad.
Too bad. And then they'll say, Obama killed the internet.
Al Gore is going to be so mad if that happens, though.
His pretty.
Al Gore killed. Obama killed Al Gore's baby.
Pretty internet.
Yeah.
Also over on the Drudge Report, big old picture of the host of the Oscars standing there in his underwear.
That's funny.
And according to the it leads to a Daily Mail headline. Which says, the headline is, Neil Patrick Harris says his Y-fronts were not padded when he stepped out in nothing but his underwear but the Oscars.
Like
so they're
the
accusing him of stuff in his crotch.
Well, listen, hey, if you're going to be on TV in nothing but whitey tighties, it might occur to you to shove a sock down there. I mean, have some empathy. The guy's in underwear on fucking stage in front of a shitload of people, and he's on national television. So what? So he wants to shove what did he shove down there? A banana pepper?
He says it wasn't him. He says, I mean, it is him. There were no enhancements.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's making fun of a scene from Birdman.
Oh, yeah.
That there's a scene in Birdman when Michael Keaton, I heard this morning, he's locked out of somewhere.
Yeah, and he's walking around
in his
underwear.
He's stuck outside in his underwear locked out.
So how horrible.
That was the joke. Depends on the underwear. Here in L.A., nobody'd look twice.
Nobody cares because, you know, everyone's such a narcissist. You literally could be on fire and someone will walk by. You'd be like, oh, it's hot. It's hot here. Oh, it's because that human being next to you is burning to death. Oh, really? Oh, hold on a second. I got a text.
Right.
Let me tag me.
I've got a little bit before we get ready for our break here near the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Before you put this poor son of a bitch out, I'm going to take a picture and put it on Instagram. By the way, follow Crab Diving on Instagram.
We're on all over the internets, all over social media. We're on Facebook. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Tweet us during the show at crabdiving. We check it occasionally. Call us if you like. We've got Skype. It's our screen name, Crab Diving. You can also dial 323-601-5427. 323-601 Libs.
Right.
And you can connect with us through the magic of the ether.
At Lone Mainberg just retweeted us. Judge stays annex of Nebraska's citizens' properties to Cokie Canada Company. Some Koch brother story.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the Koch.
Something about pollution.
The I've got this story before we head off to our break, our little musical interlude. Do we have new? Were we supposed to have new music today?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no. But we, you know, we should play. We should play that. Do you have that Blackwater jukebox? We haven't played those guys in a while.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And play. What do we have? This one, this Stephen and Cameron show. Is that around in the old dealio?
You know, I'll look for it while we're talking about this other thing. The this other story here before we go is I guess it would be a follow-up.
Follow-up, crab diving.
Oh, no, it's not. It's the wrong one. It's the wrong story. Fuck, where is this story?
Okay, what story is it? Is it an animal story? Those are my favorite. Hey, if you want animal stories, I always put animal stories up on crab diving.
When animals get pissed. Oh, God, this is pissing me
That's
off.
That's all right. It's fucking computers, man. I got to tell you, I wrestle with my shitty Dell desktop all the time, and it gives me nothing but agita and angst.
Agita.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll try to find that at some other point. It's just not, I think the page is fucked up or something like that.
Oh, no.
On there. Oh, well. That's the way that shit falls, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get to that after the break.
That's right.
I've also got... we got a little, we can play some Pat Robertson after
God.
The break. He's, quite prolific.
I saw someone posted something on Facebook about Pat Robertson. I saw it this morning. God, he's nuts. He's out of his fucking mind.
Here's that story. Okay. This is from it is about the New York, police department.
Yay.
You know, the warm fuzzy.
They're having a great.
Oh, they're great guys.
Great
aren't they?
Last few months, aren't they?
They've had this training since the Eric Garner murder.
Right. How do you training on what? How not to choke someone to death?
Well, they're supposed to have this like de-escalation tactics and improving communications between officers and citizens.
Right.
they instituted this $35 million program, and the cops hate it.
Oh.
They're calling it a waste of time. Police are falling asleep during the presentations.
Yeah. Are they slowly falling asleep and then dying like that guy did?
Oh, yeah. They're being strangled to death,
you know? And fuck them.
They're just being assholes.
Yeah,
they're being babies. Right. They're being little fucking babies, and they're like, we're being told that we're not nice, so we're supposed to sit through this training.
No one told you you're not nice. You're killing people. We're trying to have you kill less people. Can you work with us, maybe?
It's a 3-day training program that had been touted by the mayor and Bill Bratton, the police commissioner.
Yeah.
They said it's both cognitive and tactical, meant to learn... or to teach new techniques to use on resisting arrestees,
right?
Rather than that forbidden chokehold, and also how to deal with nonviolent resistance. Like Eric Garner was nonviolently resisting; he had his hands up. He's like, "Leave me alone! No, I can't breathe."
Right.
He wasn't fighting back. He was just not.
Yeah, he was.
He was not falling to the ground and putting his hands out to be cuffed for no reason.
Yeah,
but he was not violently resisting. He was resisting nonviolently.
So what are they supposed to do?
So they killed him.
Yeah,
is what they did.
I love this. They're training cops to de-escalate. I mean, isn't that their job in a way?
Not these days.
Aren't they supposed to go into a bad situation and make the bad situation better?
Not these days.
Without a body falling to the fucking ground?
I think that used to be their goal. Now their number one goal is
shoot you.
Do we make this like Call of Duty?
How can I make this shooting good?
How many brown ones can we take out today?
Right.
So the officers, one, it includes a cultural sensitivity workshop.
Oh.
You know how good that is.
That's not going to help. What a workshop. It's going to, what, undo all that bullshit in their brain?
Saying that they thought it was important that there be more tactical hands-on training.
Oh, yeah.
Not sitting in a classroom.
Where's the part where I beat the fuck out of somebody?
Right.
That's what we're good at.
That's what's going on there. They spent $35 million, and the little bitches in blue are...
they're upset.
Yeah, have got their little feelings hurt.
When do I get to beat the fuck out of somebody?
You have to... Why are you training me not to beat people?
I don't want to... My God, think of the nerve. They got to take a three-day class.
What do you mean I got to sit here and learn that black people are the same as me and I can't choke them out? What the fuck is that shit?
They should think about the time they're in and the context in which they're having to take this
they
class.
Don't.
It's not much of a trade-off.
They're turning their backs on the mayor at a funeral. Then what shitbaggery, bigger shitbaggery could there be than that? They're turning a funeral into a political statement.
Michael Brown, Eric Garner happened. Two cities go crazy. They're protesting, and the trade-off is these fucking cops, they have to take 3 days of training on how to de-escalate situations. Don't you think they should just kind of just do the training and shut the fuck
up
about it?
Well, like you said, I would assume that would be one of the basic foundations of police training.
Absolutely.
How to de-escalate a fucking situation. That's why you're out there, you asshole. Without lead, maybe. They're de-escalating.
Oh, yeah.
They're just de-escalating fatally.
Yeah.
There's a lot of de-escalating going on.
They're eliminating pulses.
Blackwater Jukebox?
Yeah, yeah.
Heave away.
If it's in there, yeah.
It's right here.
Oh,
we'll be
awesome.
Back in a couple minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Refill your glasses. Empty your bladders. Fill your bladders if you're into that.
Whatever.
And empty your glasses. Whatever you need to do. It's an equal opportunity.
We don't want to micromanage
here.
Your life like the GOP does.
That's right. We're staying out of your shit.
Right.
But we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away, everybody. More crabs on the other side.
Yay.
Chinese taco truck. Walking street, 2:30 in the morning, I was broke and out of luck. I saw something I've never seen before. It was a Chinese taco truck. I said, Holmes, come on, woo. What's a brother gotta do to get free food? You better wash some dishes, baby, on that Chinese taco truck. I found a Chinese, yeah, taco truck. Wasn't really sure if I was seeing what I'm seeing. The chick that was cooking was a sexy Korean, working with a Mexican, not a Puerto Rican. Kimchi tacos are forever what I'm eating.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Nation. A little bit Chinese taco truck.
Crab diving. You said the old name
Did
of the
I say
show?
Crab Nation?
Yeah.
Fuck. It's crab class. Diving. It's a
crab diving.
Here on Crab Diving, ladies and gentlemen.
We were with Crab Nation for
a
while.
With Crab Nation.
And now we're just crab diving.
And now the Crab Nation listens to Crab Diving. So that's a little bit of Dominic Rios.
Dominic Rios rocks on Facebook. Chinese taco truck.
Chinese taco truck. Before that, a little bit of Blackwater Jukebox.
That's right.
With Heave Away.
Yeah.
A lot of great music here on Crab Diving. And the whole network. By the way, listen to the shit we got streaming here for you all. 24/7, ladies and gentlemen. Streaming for your ear holes. All kinds of entertainment right after this joint here at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We have a rerun of the Cantilinguist. Get your 420 on.
Another joint.
A different kind of joint. Then a rerun of this absolute program your ear holes are listening to right now.
Today's show.
For the drive time on the West Coast.
5 o'clock replay.
And then the Hollywood Hick at 7. The Daily Upper Decker Sportstastic Show at 8. And 9 o'clock will be a rerun of this morning's Morning Wood with Rick Wood, who you should be listening to every morning from 8 to 10 a.m.
Get your Morning Wood at night.
11 p.m. tonight.
That's right.
Pieces of Silver, the podcast.
Yes. The Manifesto.
The Manifesto.
Live from Costa Mesa, California.
Right. So lots of entertainment for you. Lots more shows coming soon. They're burbling. They're bubbling. They're cooking right now.
Yes.
Throwing the ingredients together for you all so that it tastes just perfect.
Right.
And we'll have those new shows for you soon to add to the great entertainment that's already here for you. Don't forget, podcasts
Yummy.
Always available for your plucking over at crabdiving.com. The trees of wisdom are ready for its fruit to be plucked.
Pluck a tree.
Over at crabdiving.com.
Go pluck yourself.
Speaking of reason, in the sovereign state of Michigan.
Oh, shit.
Warren, Michigan.
Yes.
To be specific. We had talked a bit a while back about the mayor there in Warren, Michigan. Mayor Jim Fouts. Who was refusing equal time, equal space in the city hall to some atheists who wanted equal time to this prayer station.
Oh, come on.
That is set up a prayer station.
Wait a second.
Inside city hall.
What does it consist of, this prayer station? Now I'm interested.
It's a couple of white people.
Oh, duh.
Sitting behind a card table with a PVC sign,
right?
It says prayer station.
Is there a cross? Is there a medieval torture device?
No cross. That's
what?
Probably how they are kind of getting away with it a little bit. But there's pamphlets all over, probably a couple of Bibles sitting there. So resident of Warren, Michigan, Douglas Marshall, filled out an application to set up a person, what he wanted to say, call a reason station.
I love it. A reason station.
To promote free thought and logic.
I love it. I color
he
me
filled
there.
Out his application. He almost copied word for word what Pastor Darius Walden wrote.
Of the prayer station.
Of the prayer station on his application.
Yeah.
But you see, Mayor Jim Fouts over there.
Okay.
Is a Christian.
Okay. So he's not for this reason station? Come on.
He rejected Mr. Marshall's request for the reason station inside City Hall.
That's bullshit.
He said that in his denial letter, Fouts, the mayor, indicated that it was his understanding that Marshall was affiliated with Freedom from Religion, which had unsuccessfully contested a nativity scene on city property
right
before. They'd fought a prayer station and an annual day of prayer at City Hall. What's going on in Warren, Michigan?
A whole day.
What's going on with the Christian mullahs in Warren turning it into these government-sponsored Christian events?
They're fucked up. You know what they need? A Chinese
taco truck.
Taco truck.
He said that these events are allowed because of the right to freedom of religion, and we cannot and will not restrict this right for any religion to use this atrium.
Take out of, replace it with from. It's freedom from religion, you dickhead.
As long as the activity is open to all religions.
What? Okay, well, I want a Wiccan prayer station.
He's saying because it's freedom from religion, you are by definition not a religion and not allowed equal time because we're only giving equal time to religion.
Okay, so a Satanist could go in there.
Well, that's probably what we're hoping for next. But
or a Scientologist.
But it didn't come to that because he also said, well, we can't put up every display everybody wants.
Oh, shut up, dickhead. But you're supposed to.
I have certain discretionary rights about what I will and will not put up, and I determined that putting up an anti-religious display would serve no useful purpose.
Is he a fucking benevolent dictator?
It would cause a lot of conflict and consternation. By the way, it wasn't an anti-religion.
It's pro-reason,
science books.
Pro-logic.
They might have had the God delusion sitting there, but
the earth is round, stupid. Global warming exists.
So the answer is you don't put any of that. None of it belongs there.
No.
That's why the Satanists or the Satanic Temple, not the Satanists, the Satanic Temple people are doing what they're doing and saying, well, we want equal time because you can't say they're not a religion.
Right.
They can't say, well, these are atheists. They're not. You're freedom from religion. You're not a religion. They can't pull this bullshit that they're trying.
It's shitty. It's also ridiculous.
Last July,
right,
the Freedom from Religion Foundation,
right,
the Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, and the American Civil Liberties, those guys.
Yeah, we love them.
The ACLU whooped out some federal lawsuit action on Fouts and his town on this Christo-fascist cunt wad.
Pardon me while I whip this out.
Deciding to create a little Christian mullah-dom up there in Warren.
They want to turn it into little Iran.
So now they lost.
No.
And they have been ordered. Now, here's the thing. The fucking taxpayers, this should come out.
Yeah, we have to foot the bill for all this.
Fouts' salary.
All this court bullshit.
He should be run out of office, for one.
Yes.
Because of what he did, costing the taxpayers this money for this obviously unconstitutional thing that he did, violating this person's rights.
God, it's like they know it, and they know that they're going to have to go to court over it. They're going to get sued, but they do it anyway. What's wrong with these assholes?
Like I said, they lost. They just the judge Michael.
Well,
the first two letters are HL.
Oh shit!
Luchaniuk. It's probably the H is probably signed. It's probably Luchaniuk. They settled. They had to settle.
Yes.
The judge approved the settlement today that will allow the Reason Station to be set up.
Hell yeah!
But also, it will not will be allowed to operate on terms not less favorable than the terms granted to the prayer station.
Oh, so they get the same size card table.
The Reason Station will be placed at the third pillar, blah, blah, blah. The Reason Station's identifying signs shall say Reason Station. There shall be no restriction on the content of the materials on the Reason Station's table. Also, the city of Warren shall pay to the American Civil Liberties Union Fund of Michigan $100,000 for costs, damages, and attorney's fees.
So what does this mayor think about all this shit now, dumbass? $100,000. You got to pay out.
Right.
You stupid asshole.
These people on the side of reason, like us, are happy, according to the Americans United. It's also an important reminder to government bodies that they must play fair when it comes to freedom of speech. They don't have the right to favor religious viewpoints over others.
Yeah. And
so like you said,
yeah,
it implicitly, you hear that that argument from the idiots all the time. It's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
That's not what our forefathers meant.
And implicitly, unless you're a fucking idiot, obviously you can't have freedom of with also having freedom from.
Right.
Because you are free of not being forced to be a Muslim, you cockface. You're free to not be forced to be to worship Ganesh or the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Or Aquaman.
Therefore, you are free from religions.
La resistance,
you asshole.
Yeah, everyone.
So if you want to toss freedom from religion, great. Then let's let the Muslims take over and see how you feel.
Sure. Oh, how about no one take over?
Well, right. That's what I'm saying is they want to bust down the freedom from religion. But they only mean their religion.
Are they going to have a Harry Potter table?
I hope so. Anybody can. They need to get rid of it.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
finding out.
This is a waste.
We won that battle. The side of reason won that battle in Florida from that school that was handing out the Bibles.
We're part of the army of reason and logic, are we not?
I guess so. We're
doing
part
something.
Of the information.
I'm sitting over here in this
wing.
Microphone screaming.
Good riddance. We're sorry for the poor taxpayers of of this area, Warren, Michigan, because now you have to support this Christo cunt.
Yeah, but Michigan has tons of money. Aren't they? They're a wealthy state. There's nothing wrong there.
Right. They're not big on democracy there, right?
No.
They have those emergency managers.
Right.
We don't like the way you black people voted, so we're going to take away your right to vote and put in a white guy.
For your own protection. Ha ha ha.
That one, I
it's amazing.
It still just baffles me how the rest of the country hasn't surrounded Michigan with tanks and been like, you don't take away people's rights to vote. This is the shit that we fought for in 1700s to have the right to vote. You don't get to say, well, you people voted for the wrong people, so we're just going to take away your right to vote because we don't like who you voted for.
How does Obama allow this to happen? It's his fucking country.
I really don't understand.
He's in charge.
This emergency manager bullshit at all. I don't get it. And then when the people of Michigan, you remember this shenanigans? The people of Michigan got together the signatures.
Yeah, on a petition.
To put something on the ballot. They won the ballot initiative, but then in the middle of the night, the legislature passed a law that said they can't do that. Like,
no,
they invalidated what the citizens wanted.
Right. I mean, at some point, well, what are you supposed to do then? Okay, we had a petition. We did what we were supposed to do. We were protesting this. And now in the middle of the night, you just made it go away. All right, well, I guess now it's time for barricades of flaming tires. Hand me my pitchfork and I'm... I'm marching on Lansing.
I really don't understand why it's not a nightly.
Yeah.
It's not on the nightly liberal news that People can't vote. And if you live in Flint, Michigan, or Lansing, you can't vote for mayor. You can. They have an election. It doesn't mean shit. The mayor doesn't do anything. Cuts ribbons.
Yeah.
There's no power.
The only thing he gets is a huge pair of scissors.
And that emergency manager can sell your shit. The emergency manager was going to sell the huge art museum.
Oh, that's right.
In Detroit, it was going to sell off all the beautiful art.
To who? Who was going to buy it? Prince?
Whoever.
He's going to put it in his guest house.
It's just unbelievable.
Assholes. Congratulations, Michigan, on yet another victory.
So
doing well.
Well, at least there's some. At least we're keeping these religious fuckers, these whack-a-moles down a little bit.
Yes.
Or we're not. They're still getting their stupid prayer station, which has no business being there. Yeah. Has no business being there. If I am going to Warren City Hall for some service,
right,
as a citizen that I need, as a citizen of Warren.
Well, if you need somebody to pray with,
right,
they're available.
This kind of looks to me like the city of Warren is endorsing
a prayer station,
some kind of religion over another. Which,
yeah, I mean, and also, like, what if some quote unquote, I mean, odd religion, which I don't know why any you could, if they're all weird. Which we discover on Faithless Friday, every Friday. Crab Diving.
Go to crabdiving.com, listen to last Faithless Friday's episode, or any Faithless Friday episode, crabdiving.com.
Yeah.
Podcast,
I mean,
iTunes.
It's all weird shit anyway. I mean, you're gonna have a fucking table. Why don't you have a Scientologist table? Really weird people out, or maybe a Mormon table. They're the strangest, with the pebbles and the rocks and the hat.
A pair of underwear and a hat with rocks in it.
I'm the fifth wife. I'm one of the ones they kidnapped to put in the van.
Maybe they'll let the Mormons start. Once they let the gays get married, maybe they'll let the Mormons start having as many wives as they want. See, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
When they're like, well, it's going to open up to polygamy. Okay.
Fine. I mean, part of the creepy thing with their polygamy is that it starts at kind of a youngish age.
Well, we don't get rid of the age of consent.
Yeah, but
I think
they have.
That one.
You know?
But, well, yeah, they don't. There's that guy who's in jail for just that, not that long ago. But then the guy on the TV show with the sister wives,
yeah,
they're all legal.
Creepy
so
as
he's,
fuck.
Nobody's arresting him.
Meet my sister wife.
But the guy that went to jail, I think, went to jail because one of his sister wives was like 14 or
oopsie,
16 or something like that. Yeah,
I didn't check her ID before I mass married
her.
Yeah,
we don't abide by that shit.
Yeah.
But if three or four people want to shack up and fuck each other and claim to be all in one relationship, go nuts. It doesn't change the taste of my beer.
That's true.
It affects me 0.0.
Yeah, doesn't mess with me.
And there are, you know, if you want all the legal protections of being a designated family member, fine. I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
You could do that legally. You know, they could do that. You don't.
You could get
a lawyer.
Yes.
And instead of saying, well, we're going to get married as a seven people in a house, we're going to all have one giant communal marriage. You don't call it that, but you just go out and file papers so that everybody's power of attorney or you could piecemeal attain all of the benefits pretty much, except maybe the tax ones, that you could get when you just sign that piece of paper, get married. So that's the whole thing of that civil marriage that just takes all the bullshit out of that process. That's the only thing civil marriage is. That's why these Christo cunts, I don't understand why they're so upset. You're redefining marriage. Still in Alabama, there's a couple who aren't who aren't marrying anybody.
I was hoping we'd get through a whole week without mentioning Alabama.
Yeah, they won't marry anybody.
Yeah, don't get married. If you're gay, don't go to Alabama. And if you're not white, don't walk outside. You're going to get paralyzed.
That might be. yeah, you don't want to get thrown on the ground.
Jesus.
Or Indian. That guy was from India.
Yeah. Somebody called the police on him because he was walking around. Literally was walking around. I'm calling the cops. That guy's walking around. What a lunatic.
Which isn't illegal, by the way.
You're right. I believe it's not. I'm not a lawyer, but...
Well, walking while brown, maybe.
Ooh,
I guess. I don't know what Alabama's laws are.
No.
We talked about the Oscars. Congratulations to all the Oscars winners. Congratulations also to...
All the white people that
Kirk
won.
Cameron.
No, yeah. Oh, the Razzies. A lot of nominations. Good job.
Who's Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas won several awards on the Razzies. Worst picture of the year.
Yes.
Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. Worst actor. Kirk Cameron in Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. Worst screen combo.
This is my favorite.
Kirk Cameron and his ego in Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. Worst screenplay, Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas, written by Darren Duane and Cheston Hervey, by the way. So I don't think Kirk Cameron even gets a writing credit, does he?
Wow, so those guys get that Oscar, correct? Not Kirk, or the Razzie.
They get the Razzie for worst screenplay. And it would have been a clean sweep if Michael Bay hadn't won Worst Director for Transformers, Age of Extinction.
Was it that bad? I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that one.
You know my problem with these Transformers movies are, it's like, I can't understand what the fuck's going on. I'm looking at two robots fighting each other.
Yeah, and the action in some of those scenes is so fucking fast that, again, I can't tell which robot's which. I'm just like, well, whichever one wins is probably going to be the good guy.
I mean, I'll watch it. I'll watch Transformers 4. It's probably cool. A lot of shit blows up.
Shia LaBeouf.
No. Didn't they replace him? Is it still Shia?
He might not be in it anymore. I don't know.
It's a new chick that Megan Watson-Face got out of that franchise. Megan Fox. With the thumbs. She has a fucked up thumb, right?
She has weird thumbs.
She had her toe grafted onto her hand.
She did not.
No.
But that's what it kind of looks like.
What it looks like.
It is what it looks
was
like.
Did she win an Oscar or a Razzie? She won a Razzie. She won a Razzie this year. Her fucking name's on there, I think.
Did she? She might have gotten like...
Or nomination.
This is the only list I have.
She might have been nominated for...
Oh, wait, here.
God, was she nominated for Transformers? I thought she wasn't in it.
Nominated for Worst Picture, Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas, Left Behind, The Legend of Hercules, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Transformers, Age of Extinction. Were the worst screen combo. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. So Kirk Cameron was not there to pick up his Razzie.
Why not? I would go. I have a great sense of humor. I would be honored. I was like, listen, I am honored. I was in this shitty movie and I made some money. Now I get an award for sucking. This is perfect. This is a loser's dream.
Yeah, I think I might show up too. I think Sandra Bullock showed up for 1 year.
Megan Fox won for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, did she?
Worst actress. Worst supporting actress.
Wait, she's not in Transformers, but she is in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Remember, she came out and she bitched about Michael Bay. She said something shitty about Michael Bay, lost her fucking job like an idiot.
Oh, I see.
Never lose your job in a movie. That's what I say. She's in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Megan Fox played the character who... There's always that one character in the action movie that figures it out. Everyone else in lab coats, every other person in the movie is trying to figure some problem out.
Right. Right. We frequently talk about the ridiculous Brad Pitt movie.
World War Z. Right. Nobody could solve. No person on the planet could solve how to fix these fucking zombies or whatever the infection was that was turning people into zombies.
Right. But some special forces guy.
Brad Pitt figured it out.
Somehow is a microbiologist also, or a virologist or something.
He's a total badass. Right. He was able to wrap his mind around that problem and fix it. But Megan Fox was that character in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't remember exactly what she did, but she was... I mean, to say...
She was the one that figured out the...
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
She was the brainchild behind the Deus Ex Machina that solved the problem that was the bad guy in... I don't even remember what the bad guy was. Who knows?
And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
It was a bunch of karate people. Fought these turtles. It was a shitty movie. It was horrendous.
Well, you don't like that kind of stuff. No. Anyway. I mean, would I have liked it?
No, I don't know. No. It was stupid as fuck. It was so dumb. Congratulations, Miss Thumbs.
Conservatives all over the Twitter, by the way, are... We're upset about all the black people. They kept cutting to like Oprah and stuff like that in the audience. And some of the knuckle draggers on the Twitter were saying, they're trying to overcompensate because none of the black people were nominated. So they keep showing them in the audience.
Well, they might have been doing that. Somebody might have gotten to know, listen, guys, we really fucked up this year. We nominated not one black person. That Selma movie came out.
Did you hear that fucker Neil Patrick Harris do that white joke? Put the camera on Oprah.
Do you think they rehearsed before and they're like, listen, Michael Clark Duncan will be sitting three rows.
No longer with us.
You'd have to be an amazing cameraman to get a shot of him.
Well, actually, which kind of ties in with this next story. Did you see this? There's this statue, a 1,000-year-old statue of the Buddha of Buddha.
Right.
And they've been studying this this statue, and they ran it through a scope, an X-ray type of thing, and they found out that inside the statue is a dead person, like a monk sitting there cross-legged in the same pose as this Buddha statue.
No, creepy.
So they show the X-ray. It's like you could see the skeleton of the thing inside of this Buddhist monk.
That is fucking strange.
Encased inside this.
How old is it?
1,000 years old.
Oh, my God. Somebody. Do you think he was put in there alive? And then they made it around him?
Who knows? I doubt it. But
humanity, we're just horrible.
Right.
Hopefully that person died and then they positioned him in there.
Right.
And,
that's probably what it was. But you never know. There's some heinous shit.
Especially back in the day.
That's gone on in this universe here.
That's serious.
What else have I got here? I got a... maybe we should do this. This has been a while.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on this.
Oh, awesome. This must be good.
Before we get to Pat Robertson.
Oh, good God. What a lunatic.
The headline of this is just when you thought the U.S. population could not appear any more stupid.
No. My expectation is that people could always be more stupid than they currently are. I think that capacity will never be, filled.
Jimmy Kimmel went out on the street. One of his people, asking people what they thought about the speech that had been given that morning by Martin Luther King Jr.
Come on. Shut up. No way.
Here's a little bit of These Humans. Jimmy Kimmel.
I wish you all a happy Dr. King Day. This is the day on which we honor the legendary civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
So he goes on through the intro, blah, 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 blah. Here it is, asking the people out on the street, lie witness news, he calls it.
So what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kenny Patterson. I'm from Burbank, California.
Kenny, this morning Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made a very impassioned speech at the Capitol. What did you think of that?
I thought it was great, very inspiring, motivational,
How do you think his speech this morning compared to the one he gave in 1963? The same, better?
I wouldn't say it's the same or better. I would say it's very current for today.
Ooh.
Meanwhile,
oh man,
he's out on Hollywood Boulevard doing this interview.
God,
and a fat guy in a black Spider-Man outfit just walked by in the background.
It's so funny. He's not in Mississippi.
No, this is here.
Oh my
God, he's from Burbank.
Think about this. He's talking to a guy probably that has a computer in his pocket.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
We're dumb as shit.
This morning, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did a speech from the Capitol. What did you think of that?
I think it was great.
What did you like about it?
All the details and things like that.
It's very, very rare to see him speak in public these days. How'd you feel seeing him speak in public this morning?
I was shocked.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I agree. We all would be.
I would be shocked. I would be.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, how could it happen? You know? How did it happen? So.
Oh, God, these people. That's so they're just funny. Faking their way through it.
I was
a
shocked.
Couple of them, I really wonder if they're like. You can't mean the Martin Luther.
Yeah.
Right?
I get how you might be like, oh, yeah, I saw it. What the fuck is happening?
I'm hoping they show one or two people that are like, what the fuck are you talking about, Martin Luther King Jr.? Yeah, you stupid.
Right.
I mean, I haven't heard him talk for a while.
And how did Dr. Martin Luther King look to you? Did he look like he gained a little weight?
Yeah, he did. 24-hour fitness doctor. That's all I can say.
You want to say something to him about the weight?
About the weight?
About losing some weight?
Losing some weight, yeah. You need, hit the treadmill and cardio, vascular, all that, doctor. You can do it. I believe in you. I did it myself.
Do you think it was appropriate that Jay-Z and Beyonce sang back up towards the end of his speech this morning?
I thought it was pretty damn... No, I thought it was ghetto, but it's all good. Ghetto's fabulous. You know what I mean?
It's kind of ghetto.
Ghetto fabulous,
but
man.
Ghetto's fabulous, man. Jay-Z and Beyonce singing back up. For Martin Luther King.
And Martin Luther King comes back from the dead, and this guy's like, hey, you should hit the treadmill.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke about his dream, and he said last night he had the strangest dream that he sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find you, and you said you had to get your laundry clean. What do you think he meant by that?
Whoa.
That nobody's going to break his stride?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to slow him down?
I guess.
Oh, no?
No,
it's... He's got to keep on moving?
Man, I don't even know, dude. Now I'm, like, totally confused.
America, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody's going to break in my stride.
Right.
That's a great song, man. That's an old song.
The failure of the American educational system.
Right.
Demonstrated right
Shit.
There. And, you know, in some places, they're trying to make it even worse, like Oklahoma and Texas.
I mean, Now I agree with Oklahoma. They really should ban AP history. We don't have any business taking advanced history. What advanced? Are you out of your fucking mind? We don't need that. We need basic history. We don't need to teach people. We can't do extra. We can only do the basic. You look fat.
Yeah, it looked a little fat.
Yeah.
What have we got going on here?
The it was ghetto. That's the best, too. What do you think when Beyonce and Jay-Z sing back up? It was ghetto.
Ghetto fabulous. Pat Robertson.
Fuck him.
Was it talking?
Got
you know, there's a movie out these days. It's been pretty popular.
Yes.
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, is he in it?
No. I think he may not have gone to see it.
Is he talking about this fucking movie?
He's a little upset.
50 Shades of Grey.
Pat Robertson's a little upset about 50 Shades of Grey, the, I don't know, softcore torture porn, I guess. What is it? It's S&M shit, right?
Someone described it in a very funny way, and maybe you said this on the show on Friday, and I just don't remember. They said, if you took a 7-year-old and you just allowed, and you raised the kid, and the only thing you let them watch was porn. And then at 18 years old, you put a typewriter in front of them.
This is what they...
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
I don't remember who said
That's
that.
It's good. Whoever said good. That, though,
I
yeah.
I didn't make it up.
Here's Pat Robertson's views.
Oh, that's Rick Wood. Rick Wood said that on the Morning Wood.
Morning Wood.
Yeah.
8 to 10 a.m. every weekday here on Crab Diving Network. Pat Robertson talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I can't wait.
The sexualization of culture has fueled the world human trafficking problem. That message was delivered at the 4th annual symposium at Regent University's Center for Global Justice this week.
So they're talking about the human trafficking problem. And let me skip ahead.
Here. Lies. Pat?
You may think about that 50 Shades of Grey is that apparently how many women have read the book and how many women have gone to the movie. It's about all kinds of sadomasochism. It's about bondage, about whips. It's about boiling oil. It's about various types of restraints. It is an unbelievable story of sadomasochistic bondage of women. Women are objects. And to think that everybody is not taking it as, oh, well, that's just a quote, romance story, please.
Please.
Please. Pump the brakes.
But it's a consensual.
Right.
She ain't kidnapped.
Yeah.
And horsewhipped and ball gagged, is
no,
she?
No, no, no. That happens in the Bible. Right. He's throw a shitload of rocks at you. Was that consensual?
Yeah, this is a consent. This is a woman exploring her naughty side with some shit that maybe other of us might not be into.
Right.
I don't get it. I am not into pain.
Oh, yeah? Let me
I'm really not.
Put a ball gag. Let me hit you with a whip. Who wants that?
Some people like that shit. We know. We were looking at the fucking Instagram today of somebody who likes that shit.
Yeah, that dude likes to get cut. I mean, he's not kidding.
That's fucked up. That's
like
fucked
cutting
up.
And sticking and poking and melting and
not. Yeah. The hot wax thing. Tried it once.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
right.
Girlfriend was like, the hot candle wax on the chest. Poured it, and I was like, done.
Ow!
done.
It hurts.
Yeah.
The dermis.
Done. Not into this at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to pour it on you, fuck, I'll pour it on you. I don't give a shit.
No, I won't do that either because I don't want to, like, this is the worst thing ever. Your expectation is you're going to have a night of amazing sex, but then you end up in the emergency room
because
of some bullshit. Because
you missed with the candle wax.
Yeah, if you want heat or pain, find somebody else.
Or
thank
choking.
You very much. Oh, please, choking. Hair pulling. What am I, in junior college, asshole? Please, relax. Sit there.
Pat Robertson is warning people about 50 Shades of Grey.
Shit.
We gotta be absolutely worried about what's going on there.
God, I mean, I saw somebody put some shit on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
That Pat Robertson said that if you get your clothes from a thrift store, you might be concerned because the previous owner could have infected the clothes with...
It might be a demon.
I shit you not, demons.
Yeah, there might be a demon, man.
There might be a demon in your hoodie that you got for $5. Fuck him. You can't start telling people that. They might believe you, you stupid asshole. Jesus Christ.
I've got... I don't know. We didn't talk about this on Friday, but this story's been going on.
It sounds like you saw 50 Shades of Grey, Pat Robertson. It sounds like he saw it. It's about sadomasochism. He knew a lot about that movie.
Yeah, he did know an awful lot about that movie.
Yeah, right? Look out. What's that?
Beta skate.
It's a different one.
Yeah,
it's
like...
So, I've got a story out of Detroit. Michigan. Cool. Another Michigan story today.
What is Detroit?
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit.
Detroit.
It's a French pronunciation.
There is a young couple.
Yay.
Krista and Jamie.
Right.
Contreras.
Okay.
Is their name. They brought their newborn daughter, whose name is Bay Windsor Contreras. Apparently.
Oh, have fun in first grade trying to spell that shit.
Bay. Well, B-A-Y. Bay.
But the rest.
Windsor Contreras?
Yeah, for a kid, that's tough.
They went to a clinic.
Okay.
In Michigan and near Detroit area, to Dr. Vesna Roy, R-O-I. They took the baby for the first medical visit. They had set up the appointment with the doctor well in advance. When they got there, they were met by a different physician who said, well, I'll be your doctor today because Dr. Roy decided this morning that she prayed on it.
Oh, my God.
And she won't be able to care for Bay.
Okay.
The reason she can't care for Bay for this
Jesus.
Baby... is because Krista and Jamie both have vaginas.
Oh, my God.
They're a lesbian couple.
Oh, my God!
They were married in Vermont in 2012.
This is that gay wedding cake shit. It's the same sort of thing, correct?
They met with Dr. Roy for a prenatal consultation at one point.
What a horrendous doctor.
They had a home birth. Everything seemed fine. I don't have the details.
What's that doctor's name?
Vesna Roy. Oh, she, don't worry. She's getting hers.
Vesna Roy.
So
shame on you, shithead.
They said she seemed pretty nice and everything. So it was really weird and painful and unexpected that when the baby's 6 days old, they go there and she's refusing to see them. The parents said, "We're not the patient. The baby is the patient. And if it's her job to keep babies healthy,
this is
you're
insane.
Not going to keep a baby healthy because it has gay parents."
All right. All right. See, this is why we need the government. This is why we need the government to protect their rights.
Of
people being oppressed in fucking shit. This is crazy.
They told, rightfully so, that other doctor, sorry, fuck off.
Yeah, eat a dick, dude.
We're leaving this whole practice. If this is something you would do. God, some of the comments, man, out there. Well, what's the difference? She was given another doctor. What's the difference? Wasn't an emergency.
Oh, my God.
What's the difference?
These right-wing nut job assholes can't, they, you know what their problem, they just don't have any empathy. Until it happens to them, that they can't imagine it.
Well, right. What if you go to a doctor and they're like, you know, I've been thinking about it, and yeah, you guys are Christians, and I think you're going to have to move on. I'm not going to treat you anymore.
Incredibly stupid people. I am so sorry.
Right.
Then they'd go out of business. God damn it, that's rough.
The problem,
man,
is in Michigan, they don't have a law that can prevent this shit.
Ah, come on, we got enough laws.
Because they didn't refuse service, technically. The business didn't refuse service. You know what I mean?
They just say, you can't see this doctor.
That one doctor said, yeah, if it was a single doctor on her own or whatever.
Yeah.
But because it was a clinic, substituting doctors isn't considered against the law. So they can't, it is exactly like the florist, but it isn't because the way the laws are fucked up.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, that makes me not want to go to that doctor anyway. Do you really want to hear your doctor say, oh, I prayed on it? No, not really. Goodbye.
There are 22 states that, how about reading? How about reading up on what I've got that makes me ill? That would make me feel better.
I want my doctors to read and look at charts and do tests.
Study.
I don't want them to talk to someone in the sky.
And talk to people who are going to speak back to them.
Yes. It's terrifying.
With information. There's 22 states that have laws prohibiting doctors from refusing to treat patients.
Good for them.
Based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Why do we have to have 22 states that have a fucking law that has to force these fucking goddamn Christo ninnies to treat people humanely?
Move to fucking Afghanistan. Move to Iran. You know what I mean? If you want to be a big shithead.
The AMA strongly urges physicians not to deny care, but has no explicit rules. That should be a rule.
Why?
Kick them out of the AMA.
They got all kinds of fucking rules.
Religion, but my religion. The Contreras's are hoping that by going public with the story, they can ensure that other children from same-sex families won't face discrimination. So I took a little stroll in the internetverse.
Uh-oh.
Over to Yelp.
Oh, God.
And
interesting.
And the reviews now for the clinic
are negative.
Are one star. And hundreds and hundreds of people are leaving reviews. And not only people from outside who, you know, would be like us and say, fuck these people, one star.
Yeah.
I read several comments where somebody said, look, I bring my kids here. I've always loved these people. I'm not going back.
Right.
If this is the case. I can't believe this happened. I'm not going back. So they've lost people. I mean, they might gain some, you know, from the local Christo ninnies.
That's
awesome.
We're
probably going to be like, well, I'm taking my kid now there because they hate faggots.
God.
That's exactly where I'm going.
That's so insane. It's so nuts.
A six-day-old baby you're going to turn away. Not that it's fine. It wasn't an emergency. And I'm sure this Christo ninny, had it been an emergency, would have treated it. I'm not suggesting that she...
Are you sure? I mean, because they prayed to their sky god
again,
and got the answer.
Right. What's to stop one of these extreme Christians who's an EMT? What if they go to some homosexual's house?
Yeah.
Who's laying there gasping for breath? Well, I ain't gonna do CPR.
Him.
He's a faggot.
Yeah, I don't want to get AIDS.
He's unclean according to my religion. I don't have to treat him.
That's why this shit has to be taken care of, because that's what we don't want. That's what we don't want. Oh God, it's so weird too that a doctor could be so stupid and so homophobic. I mean, don't they have to go through the fucking shitloads of school, and at some point, aren't they enlightened by reading something or meeting a teacher that broadens their horizons, that makes them unhomophobic or something?
And how could a physician, a scientist of that much education still
be so stupid?
If you believe in God and everything, but to be so crazy of a believer in God that you would discriminate.
And where's your compassion? Your caregiver.
She wrote a letter. I'm writing this letter of apology as I feel that
Fuck
it's important
off.
And necessary. I never meant to hurt either one of you. After much prayer following your prenatal, I felt that I would not be able to develop the personal patient-doctor relationship that I normally do with my patients.
I don't see you as people, so I won't be able to relate to you.
Yeah, I can't be nice to you.
Yeah.
I can't develop a relationship with you because you still have your girlfriend's pussy print on your mouth.
Yeah. I mean, on some level, this horrendous homophobe's doing this family a favor, right? Now, at least they know who this person is, a horrible asshole.
And listen to her. I felt you deserved that type of relationship.
Fuck you.
I knew you would get that with Dr. Karam. So she's... She's like, you know, trying to make it sound like, well, I'm just doing what's best for you because as a Christian, I love you. And because I hate you, I'm giving you to a doctor that will love you.
God, does Dr. Karam share a practice with this other asshole?
I'm sure Dr. Karam ain't thrilled.
Dr. Karam's like, hey.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. This pediatric group is being pummeled.
Yeah.
On social media and on all everywhere. Yellow.
Boy, I think somebody's getting the cold shoulder at the office today. Or maybe it's a little bit more. What a dumbass. I mean, you know, ultimately, I guess the story turned out, it's a good story, right? The community comes together. They shit on this person for their abhorrent behavior, and maybe they put them out of business.
I should have spoken with you directly that day. You were always welcome in our office. I assume that you would continue care at our office with Dr. Karam. Please know that I believe that God gives us free choice, and I would never judge anyone based on what they do with that free choice. You just did, you bag.
You dumbass.
You just did judge them. You're not going to see their baby because you can't develop a good relationship with them.
Own it, homophobe. Honestly, own it. If you're that big of an asshole... I'm a big fucking... Own it. Be proud of your bigotry.
Again, I'm very sorry for the hurt and angry feelings that were created by this.
What?
I hope you can accept my apology. I wish you all the best. Blessings.
Fuck
Dr.
you.
Dr. Vesna
Fuck
Roy.
Your blessings.
Stick your blessings up your ass. You fucking asshole.
Right.
Christo-fascist ninny.
God, what? All those years at school, just fucking... It's just... That's how you turn out.
Yeah. Yeah. What a loving God she follows, huh?
Yeah.
She's talking about blessings and love and the love of God. I'm sure she goes and rubs her crotch thinking of all the love of God that she's feeling. And then she turns it around and she hates these couple of clam clappers.
Clam clappers.
Just disgusting.
Yeah,
it's really disgusting.
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't know what are we supposed to do with these people. I mean, unfortunately, we can't put them in the city square and in the stockade, throw pies at their face.
Well, yeah, and like, you know, you said they're going away, you know,
they're
dying
off. The community did the right thing. They shit on, listen, nobody wants to be shit upon on Yelp.
But you know how the spin's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Todd Starnes.
Intolerant.
I'm sure Todd Starnes went through a lot of Kleenex this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Knocking him off to the thought of how he's going to be able to write about
this one.
Look at this, how the evil homosexual agenda of the left was coming at this poor Christian who she even offered the services of her more than qualified colleague.
Suck it, man. You're an asshole.
Right. How dare you?
Good heavens.
We're being persecuted.
I love that.
How dare you persecute us for persecuting everybody?
Amazing.
That's the amazing thing. Well, that's about it.
Wow.
For today's Monday,
yes.
Crab Diving. We are here every weekday for you guys. We'll be here from 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow, Pacific time. And like I said, every weekday. You can also listen to us afterwards, reruns at 5 p.m. Pacific here on the network, streaming for you. And then you can go to iTunes, Stitcher. Best place to go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this.
That's right.
And all the other great entertainment here on the network. Thanks for listening to us. Go to crabdiving.com for links to all of our social media. We're all over the fucking place. Spread the crabs. Love the crabs. Share the crabs. Everybody.
That's right, baby.
Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy soon. Go see him do his stand-up comedial type stuff. Find out where and when. Go to Rated R Comedy, at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Well, the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And everything he needs at crabdiving.com, everybody. Fuck Dr. Vesna Roy in Michigan.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Eat a dick.
Need to crab diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.